Hey, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, or we're going to figure out why some people that are listening to us and to our podcast aren't taking action on the advice that we give.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So let's jump in, because this is a topic that I think is very fresh for you.
Yep.
For me, I've had an interesting experience around some of the folks that are listeners as well. And so I want to hear why we're talking about this from you, because you just gave me a great description and I thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah. So I've been traveling a lot lately, and I've gotten to this new habit that I don't want to take an Uber or a taxi from the airport to the hotel and back from the hotel to the airports. So what I do instead is I just tweet out that I'm looking for a ride. And so far, anywhere I go, there's a Startup Chat listener happy to pick me up and drive me somewhere, right? And all of you guys are awesome. And so instead of just sitting in a cab, I have a listener of the podcast, and we can talk for the 20-30 minute ride that I'm driving somewhere and spend some proactive time together and get to know each other. So the last three rides I got, and most noticeably the last one I got from the Dublin airport to this hotel just 2 days ago, were from people that were describing their situation, the business they're in, the things they're doing. And then it was very obvious what the next step should be, at least for me. And it always was even more obvious to me in the context of, you've listened to Heaton and I for months and months and months. You know what we probably think in this situation, right? So I would ask people, I would look at just the 2 days ago on the ride to the Dublin hotel, he was describing his situation and was basically telling me why he hasn't started selling yet, right? He is getting into this new business. He just bought all the stuff and he's just ready to go on the website and this and that. And it's a business that needs him to go to restaurants and hotel chains and sell a very specific service to them. And he at some point looked at me and he went, well, you're probably going to say that this is all bullshit and just excuses. And you're probably just going to tell me to go and sell anyways and sell right now. And I looked at him and went, yeah. And why aren't you doing it if you know that already? Like, it was kind of freaking me out that he knew the advice that I would give and he still wanted to pick me up to tell me his situation to then hear the advice that he already knew I would give him. And he basically, when I asked him about this, and this is something I very similar experiences the other two rides that I got with Startup Chat listeners, all of them basically said something to the effect of, well, I already know what you and Heaton would want me to do, and it makes perfect sense to me, but I, for whatever reason, haven't been able to get myself to do it. So when I got the chance to drive with you, I wanted it so you could kick my ass so I would do it. And I was like,
why don't you kick your own ass?
Yeah. Well, how can we change the podcast so people start kicking their own asses? Because I won't be able to drive with everyone that's listening to this podcast to the hotel or airport. So how the hell are we going to get more people that know what to do and know what advice we want to give them to take that advice and take action? That's really the question, I think.
Wow. I mean, this really digs into something pretty basic about humans. They just want, and this is all of us, we just generally want verification that what we're thinking is right, or verification that, this idea that we have or this action that we want to take is the right action. And in your case, it's like you're sitting there and you're about to meet with them. So they almost have especially the ones you're meeting with, they almost have a really good reason to defer it, right, in their own heads, instead of just do the right thing for their business. And what I've learned over time, especially as we've been doing this podcast, and I've even spent some time working with a few of my friends, once there's it's really interesting. Once there's a critical thinking system in place, which I think you and I talk about a lot without using those words, we're just trying to help people critically think about their business, their startups, people they're working with, products they're building, marketing, sales, etc. But it's really just critical thinking. But once somebody understands the critical thinking, that's not the full piece of them actually using that critical thinking in their own lives, in their own business. And I think what we're seeing is basically that gap of like, you and I can talk about how we think about things, how we solve these problems, how we think about these problems. And we've been good at sharing our framework, our thinkings. And I think a lot of people are starting to internalize, you know, just that more critical thinking sort of way, I would say. But what's happening, it seems like, is like they're still intimidated. They're still, you know, sitting there with a lot of anxiety of like, I know what to do. I know what Heaton and Stelly would say, but I still am not doing it. And I think we missed that piece of action. The other piece of feedback, just to rail on this for a quick second, I believe if we're talking about what you and I can do for our listeners, I believe that earlier on, you and I were much more gung-ho about action. So, and I know I noticed that from people who are started listening more recently, but started with like episode one. So one thing you and I can do is like, I think the tips help. We can make sure the tips are much more actionable maybe than we've been doing recently. We can also make it so that we demand the action from our listeners. It's almost like, hey, don't listen just to listen. Because there's a lot of podcasts you can listen to listen, right? Listen to the ones that they're interviewing really awesome people and learn about those people. That's not what this one's about. If you're listening and you're not taking action, then you might want to reconsider listening.
All right. So I love that. And I think that you're on the money with it. And one idea that I just had that we might want to experiment and play with is that a lot of times the way we record this podcast is very much a conversation between the two of us, right? We're trying to think about, we're trying to create as much value as possible to the listeners, but it is very direct a conversation between you and I. And I wonder if we internalized a third person in the conversation, which is the listener. And when we talk about topics, defer a lot back to, and here's what we want the listener to do. And here's the type of action. If you're in this situation, here's what this person should do next. And kind of think about the two of us giving advice to one person about a topic versus just the two of us talking about a topic. That might make some kind of a difference. It'd be at least interesting to play with and experiment with.
Yeah. And if you, I think if you listen to the first few, and if anyone's listening and they remember earlier episodes, we were actually much more like what you described, I believe. Mm. We were actually talking to the audience, but it's because we started with the audience, right?
Yeah.
And over time, I think obviously we've enjoyed probably talking to each other, but I feel like it was more effective definitely when we had that third person, as you put it, which is great. With us, almost right next to us.
All right. So how about we turn this episode into an episode where we talk about the listeners that know right now when they're listening to us that there is an action they should have taken. They know that we talked about this before. They heard us talk about it. They know I should probably start selling, or I should probably launch this thing already, or whatever it is. There's an action they are putting off, and they've heard us say multiple times, you shouldn't and you should go for, and they haven't yet. If anybody is listening to this, is identifying with it, let's just talk to that person and see if we can help them in this episode to take action and kind of, you know, cut that knot or whatever it is and move forward and make this a very actionable one.
Really clearly speaking, usually people don't take action because they're fearful of something.
Yeah.
So they're fearful that they don't know how to do it. They're fearful that they might fail at it. They're some folks are fearful that they might succeed at it.
Yeah,
right? So that's like self-sabotage and things like that. So if you're sitting there right now and there's a bunch of stuff, maybe one thing, hopefully not too many more, that you're not doing that you've heard us talk about, or you know, you've thought about in your business and been inspired to sort of think about it, make a change, but you haven't made the change yet, I think Stelly and I, first of all, would be like, stop listening to us and go do something about that. That's the one thing you can do. That's probably the most direct advice I can give about these things where like, you know, you need to do it, but you haven't done it yet. Just to riff another one, in case you're still listening, is write it down. Just like start writing down these things that, you know, you feel are right, but for some reason you're not doing them. And you know my problem with this, Stelly? I feel like a lot of people might not even know that there's an action there they should be taking. Like they might actually not know that there's a very clear action that they need to take despite everything we've said and done. And that's sort of my worry of even this topic, which is like, we're making an assumption that there's a bunch of people that aren't taking action. I think that's probably true because it's easier to listen than take action, obviously. But I'm not sure if people are at that precipice or whatever, where like they are ready to take the action, right? But they haven't done it yet. And if they're not ready to take the action, right, then they probably don't even know what that action is that they should be taking. That would be the way I kind of would think about this. And so the piece of advice I would have is like, just like quantify it, write it down, figure out the things that you might not be acting on and really think deeply about it and write it down. And that'll probably help you instantly figure out what you need to do next. One thing I'll say is folks that have to-do lists and are very actively like trying to get really important stuff done, like the people that have three items, not more every day and all that, I found them to have less of a issue when it comes to taking action on important things, just as something I've seen.
Yeah, I love that. I think that my experience with some of the people that I talk to is that knew what they needed to do, but weren't quite there yet. It boiled down with some of them to they just didn't want to do the action, right? It's just something that wasn't pleasurable to them, wasn't exciting to them, they weren't experienced in. And so they were putting it off because it's just not fun to do. It's just not that comfortable to do. It's outside that comfort zone. And it goes back to this feeling that business, there's a side of starting your own business that's fun, but there's a shit ton of things about it. It's just no fun. It isn't. And if you're in business to have fun, or if you're in business to turn your hobby into your livelihood, it comes with, you know, it comes with certain sacrifices that you have to take. And one of the first sacrifices is your comfort zone. And designing the logo and coming up with a website and talking to suppliers and thinking about the future and incorporating, all these things are not uncomfortable enough. Ultimately, you have to go out there and find customers and get money. And the act of generating money is a skill you need to cultivate if you want to be in business. And it's crazy how many people want to be in business without learning how to ask for money and make money. And they try to like dance around that final issue. Some of them because they're afraid of getting a reject or no. Some of them because, you know, they're not used to it. They were engineers their entire life. They were, you know, they were in jobs that never required them to ask for money. So they are just deeply uncomfortable with that because they never had to do it. And ultimately, I think my message to all of the people that go, I know what to do, but I just don't want to do it, is get over your fucking self, right? It's not about feeling comfortable. That's not your number one goal. Your number one goal is to make this business a success. And being bankrupt or losing all your savings or failing with this company will be much more uncomfortable than going out of your office or out of your living room, driving somewhere and talking to a customer or pitching to an investor, doing whatever it is that you're putting off to do, or making that phone call to whoever it is. Everything is uncomfortable, right? I heard this this quote once with like, you know, being overweight is uncomfortable, you know, or being overweight is hard, keeping your weight is hard, losing weight is hard. Just choose your heart. And I think many things in business are going to be uncomfortable. Just choose your uncomfortable and choose it early. And I think that's definitely a common theme that I've observed is I know what to do, but it's just a thing I don't want to do because I'm not comfortable with it.
You know what I'm learning? It feels like there's a lot of aspects to the reason people don't take action. So there, you know, you mentioned a few. I would say a few common ones. I think I mentioned a few other common ones. What do you think about in for us to be truly actionable? What do you think about a bunch of rapid fire tips on like how to kick into action when you don't feel like it?
I love it. Let's go.
All right. So the first one I have is, if you have an action you're trying to take, you don't want to take it, you have to convert that feeling. Oftentimes it's fear. Convert that feeling of fear into a feeling of excitement for what action you need to take and the fact that it's going to move you forward, and focus on the momentum and the progress and not that little action that's probably not that big of a deal that you don't want to do, and focus on the outcome of what's going to happen next.
Love it. So my advice on taking action is utilize the power of right the fuck now. Whenever you have the thought, I should do something, translate that thought into action and manifest it into reality as quickly as humanly possible. Don't say next week I'm going to start something, or next Friday, or even tonight. Ask yourself, can I do it right now? Since right now it's top of mind, it's in your thought, you've made a decision, you need to utilize that moment, which is a peak moment of motivation, a peak moment of certainty, a peak moment of decisiveness, and leap into action. And if it's so big of an action that it can't be taken within the next 10 minutes, take a first step towards it. Even if it's just writing down a plan versus saying, next week I'm going to put down the entire plan, write down a version one on a napkin right now. But I think harnessing the power of immediacy when you think about taking an action is a great way to utilize that energy and funnel it into reality.
So I use this tactic pretty often. Right now I use it for my different businesses and these things I'm doing. I'm doing about four different things, including two businesses right now. And I used to use this when I was running Kissmetrics and we had a lot more people and had departments. But what I would do is I would mentally have it's like a switch. So I would say marketing. Okay, are we good there? Do I know what's happening next? Do I know what the future looks like? You know, what's going on there? So I would just think about that in my head. You know, I might do this every Monday. I might do this, you know, often, depending on if there's a problem in these areas. And then I'd be like, is there a next action? And in my case, it's usually, is there a next action? Is someone responsible for it? That's not me. And so just the tip I'm giving here is like, when you feel like there's action you need to take and you're not taking it, just look at all these different areas. For me right now, it's the different initiatives I'm working on out of all the things I focus on. When I was running one company, it was a very much so every department. And making sure that there's a next action there. Are there something that's being handled so I'm not nervous about it, curious about it, or anxious about that part of the business? And if I am, when I identify areas I am, hopefully it's not all of them, then I start taking action towards what's the next step. And again, for me, it was always about, is someone else responsible for it and not me? Because basically pushing out that responsibility to someone else is better than me pushing it out on my own timing, which is horrible.
Awesome. All right. So my next tip on taking more action is to decrease the amount of time and the scope of complexity of that action whenever possible. There's some principle and some studies behind this, and I don't remember on top of my mind, but the basic idea is that we as humans tend to give certain tasks way too much time in our own head and add way too much complexity and scope to them, which makes us, you know, hesitate and push them off till way too late. You know, we all have done this with like studies. When you have a test, you have to learn for this test. You have a week to learn, but what do you really do? You put it off for 6 days to then learn for one day, right? And this is very true for many types of activities where people say, I need 2 weeks to finish this project, but really how much did you work on it? You didn't work 2 weeks on it. You worked the last 2 days of those 2 weeks to get it done. And then you were all stressed about it. So one tip to take more action is just to cut down scope and cut down the amount of time you give yourself and thinking. This is maybe another one, thinking versions. I'll talk about this in a little bit, but just cutting down scope and saying, you know what? Instead of saying, I need to get 10 customers, how do I put a plan together? Ask yourself, I need one customer. How can I get that one customer today? Right? How can I get that one customer in the next hour or in the next 10 minutes is a much more powerful question that will leap you more into action than asking, how can I get 1,000 customers this year? That's a much less empowering, much less actionable question to ask yourself, which then leads to postponing things and taking way too long. So cut down the time, cut down the scope to make the action item as small and as immediate as possible.
Cool. I like it. Small chunks. Another one. Oftentimes when there's a specific action you need to take, there tends to be a lot of other things you're doing that might not be as important. So doing a sort of action audit, these are all the actions, these are all the things I'm doing or that I need to do. And then prioritizing those might instantly help you do that one action that you've been postponing or realize why you've been postponing it because of some other dependency, something you're waiting for, or, you know, ideally, usually something useless that you just need to, you know, sort of replace the thing you need to work on with the thing that you're working on that might be a waste of time.
Love it. All right. So maybe we'll do one more each and then we'll give people the time and space to actually take an action right
Sounds
after this
good.
Episode
yeah,
and then
course.
Come back and let us know that they did. So we know that this episode really made a difference. So I alluded to this with my prior tip, which is think in versions. I think a lot of times when you are trying to accomplish perfection and do everything perfect or quote unquote right the first time you try it, that again makes taking action very, very intimidating because you're afraid of not getting it right, not making it perfect. So think in versions and think in a way where imperfection is fine and is actually totally part of the process. So instead of saying I need to come up with the plan for marketing in 2016, say I need to come up with the marketing plan version one. And version one can always be shitty, can always be very, very rough, can always be just a bunch of bullet points on a napkin. Version one doesn't have to be perfect, which is a very empowering mindset to have when you want to just leap into action and get started with something. Think in versions, and everything is version one, and version one is okay to not be perfect. So just get going with it.
I got a couple of acronyms to end. So one is it's basically, I think of these things when I'm blocked or, you know, disabled from action for whatever reason, not wanting to do it. Basically, one of them is GSD, get shit done. Another one is JFDI, just F and do it. So I just, honestly, I usually don't get motivated and pumped up by things like that. But when I'm really stuck, those are the things that help me.
I love that. All right. So you just, you know that I'm a big quote guy, and you just inspired something.
Go for it.
I inspired something that I read recently in a book that I really love, which is The Fighter's Heart by Sam Sheridan, which is, but I fell back on those immortal words at the base of all good decision-making. Fuck it. I don't know why, but I love that. It's like these immortal words in front of all good decision-making, which is fuck it. Let's go. All right. So with that being said, let's give the audience a call to action, which is right now at the end of this episode, more so than before any other episode. Take a minute before you just end this episode and go and listen to the next podcast or go to Facebook or tweet or whatever the hell you're doing. Just take 1 minute and don't step immediately into the next thing that you consume and ask yourself, is there an action I've been putting off? Is there an action I could take? What is that one? How could I use a tip that Heaton and Stelly have shared to really kick ass on that action and get it done right now? And then once you do it, use that pride and that energy and come back and let us know. Send us an email to Stelly at Closer or hnshaw@gmail.com or tweet at us at Stelly and at hnshaw on Twitter and let us know that you just took the action because of the episode. That's going to inspire us to be more actionable moving forward.
Fuck it, just do it.
Fuck it, just do it. That's it from us. We'll be right back.